It's Startup Nation on News Talk 760 WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
All right, indeed, here on Startup Nation Radio today, brought to you by Wallace College and Comerica Bank. Listen, if you've got a question for our guest today, we're talking about key moves. This is your opportunity to learn about how to start and grow your dream business and have access to people like Brian Scudamore, 1-800-GOT-JUNKS, $170 million in revenues now. Jack Aronson, over $100 million in revenue with Garden Fresh Salsa. If you've got a question, 800-859-0957. Some of you are picking the show up locally here on the great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR AM 760 Radio. And others of you are picking it up online at startupnation.com/radio. And if you're doing it that way, you're actually seeing a live video stream of the show in studio with me and the esteemed Dan Gliske. Dan, great to be on the show with you.
You too, Jeff.
Love your spark. Love your energy. Bring great energy to this whole thing. Love it. All right. So listen, actually, we do have a call. Steven from Ohio has got a question for Jack Aronson. Steven, are you with us on Startup Nation Radio?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Jeff, Dan, for having me on. Love the show. You know, it's easy to look at key moves in the past and sort of assess what may or have or helped or hurt your business. But what about key moves going forward? I'm wondering if Jack is thinking about the future and what key moves he'll have to make to keep on growing and innovating his business.
So, Stephen, maybe let me just make sure I understand you. By the way, you're absolutely right. It's easy to look back and those kind of those key moves pop out. It's easy to highlight them looking back at history. But looking forward, I think, Stephen, is the question, do you lay out a series of key moves, or do you know what those key moves are, and then you go after them, you execute with vengeance in order to make sure they work to the best of their advantage? Is that kind of what you're saying? How do you lay out a key move in the future?
Well, I think there's a certain amount of unpredictability. You sort of take what comes with you, so some of it has to be made in the moment. But yeah, sort of a roadmap of you know, knowing where your business is going and what key moves you may have to take to get there. And
okay.
Then the big question mark is when.
Okay.
When do you make them?
Great question from Steven in Ohio. Jack, are you laying out a series? I mean, do you see it right in front of you, the next key things you need to do to realize your vision going forward?
Yeah, that's a great question, Steve, because, you know, I never want to, like I say, fall asleep at the wheel. You know, we caught a wave. We became the largest manufacturer of salsa, you know, in North America. I just flirted with the largest manufacturer of refrigerated salsa in the world. But, you know, we don't want to fall asleep at the wheel. So, you know, I'm bringing fire roasters in so I can fire roast and caramelize peppers. I'm getting peppers from New Mexico. I'm having farmers grow me hatch chili peppers. They're the most flavorful. We're getting Scotch bonnets in, and we're going to fire roast poblanos. And I believe it's just going to give us a new line of earthy salsas. We're coming out with a pico de gallo. We bought a hummus company, you know, years ago, and just became the third largest manufacturer of hummus. But now I'm going to use those the hummus cookers and make bean dips because we have that HPP machine. I can get 80, 90 days on a bean dip. So we're trying to expand our line, keep it fresh. And it's really funny because I asked one of our buyers of our second largest retailer, and we wanted to refresh and bring a couple new salsas in that I did, and they said, even your worst salsas, one of my top items in deli, and they wouldn't let me bring a new item in. So it's a little, you know, it's nice, but it's a little frustrating too.
See, that there's a guy. This is a great entrepreneur. It's in the DNA. Never
right.
Resting on your laurels. Never good enough. The leading salsa fresh salsa maker in the world. Not good enough. Got to keep. You know, revolutionizing and innovating the product. By the way, I've got a key move for you, Jack. When you get that roaster going and you get those poblanos going, I think Dan and I, you should send a little taste test for us here so we can talk about it firsthand on Startup Nation
That'd
Radio.
That'd be a very key
yeah.
move.
That'd be a key move for
have
sure.
You down.
All right,
yeah,
all right.
Well,
there's a key move for you. So, yeah.
Well, Jack, you mentioned, I mean, catching that wave. I mean, it's so critical for an entrepreneur, for many entrepreneurs who've made it big and been successful, they happen to be at the right place, right time, caught the wave. And what you're doing is you're saying, okay, that wave, I'm riding that wave right now, but there's another wave coming behind me, and I need to catch the next wave.
Yeah.
Now, so you did it with hummus. What's the next wave that you see in the food business?
You know, I'm organic again. You know, we were certified in organic, but it was 0.1% of our business. And you know, we're going to get recertified because now our customers are talking. I always say my board of directors are my customers, and I listen to them. And, you know, with the GMO issue out there, we're getting more and more calls for organic, so we're getting recertified in organic. And what we've always realized in the organic and the all-natural field, people think if they make something that tastes good or make something that's healthy, they have a green light. It doesn't have to taste good. And we've always, when we do an organic product, it has to taste as good as our all-natural product. And I think that's helped us because there's a lot of people that just will skimp on the tahini, then all of a sudden you've got a hummus that isn't that great. And consumers still want stuff that tastes good, or they won't eat it.
Right. All right, well, continuing to innovate, creating great product, identifying the next new product, the next wave, Dan, as you said. Jack, you just said something that I wrote down on my paper. This is going to be my big takeaway from you. I got the Hire on Attitude, Train on Skill from Brian Scudamore, and the one I got from you that's my keeper, my board of directors is my customers, and I listen to them. Wow. I mean, is that a great, I mean, there it is. You know, listen to your customers. Listen to what the customer wants. The market will tell you what it wants, right, Jack?
That's right.
How do you listen to them? How do you listen to them? Tell us how that process goes.
Well, you know, that we started hearing calls about the non-GMO, and we started investigating it. You know, we've listened to them as far as packaging goes. We have a lot of customers that are really care about the environment, just like we do. And we started getting better and better cups. You know, we used to have a 4, then a 3, then now we're up to a 1. We use PET, the same thing water bottles are made out of. And we're always trying to cut our footprint, our carbon footprint, because our customers care about that kind of thing.
How do they communicate? When you say you listen to your customers, how are you
getting? We have Facebook. We have
okay.
a website.
Facebook.
We get probably 50 letters a month, which is very nice.
Wow.
And you're paying attention to them. It's not just
every single customer gets an answer.
There you go. I mean, there's a difference right there.
Huge. Hey, Jack, we've got a lot of young entrepreneurs out there right now that are listening to this segment, and they're building a business. It's a small business. What's a key move that they should all be thinking about right now for their business?
Our success is make something people want, make something people like. Because if you make something people want, it's not a great product. You can fool them once, you won't fool them a second time.
Yeah.
I say that, when people do buy one, get one's free.
Yeah.
So people will come out and buy their product. If it's not good, they're not going to buy it again. You can only fool people one time.
We're here to serve other people.
Yeah.
Make something people want.
And get right, give the market what it wants. All the promotion in the world can't make it. If the market doesn't really want it or need it, You aren't going to be around a long time, right, Jack?
Can't put lipstick on a pig.
No.
There you go.
No.
Right. There's Dan's version. All right. Indeed.
I can't take credit for that one.
Indeed. So listen, I love that. My big takeaway again, my board of directors is my customers, and I listen to them. And you're certainly doing that, Jack. You're giving the market what it wants. You're giving the customers what they're telling you they want, and it's working for you big time. Jack, can't thank you enough. Congratulations on your amazing success. And I know you're going to be around a long time, and we're going to get you back. We'd love to check in from time to time on Startup Nation Radio and continue to hear about your amazing success and to be able to get inspired and learn from it. Thanks so much for being on, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you very much, both of you.
All right. You keep it rolling. All right. Indeed. What a great show. My God.
Fantastic show.
Brian Scudamore, Jack Aronson, are you kidding? What a great show.
Let's break it down, Jeff.
Hey, we talk about access. We certainly gave our community and our nation access today to some great guys who've got the knowledge and the inspiration for you. Quick one. Dan, what do you got?
Well, there was a mission that Brian Scudamore had to revolutionize the customer experience in the moving industry. He had a mission to do that.
It was a mission.
It was a mission.
Unbelievable. And Jack Aronson continues to innovate, look for the next thing, listen to his customer base, give them what they want. You can do the same thing. So turn your dream into a reality. Stick with us here. We're back every week on Startup Nation Radio. We're here to help you and give you the information you need to make it go for you.
See you next week.